I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR. Wildlife Resources report. Now that hunting season is here, it would not be a bad time to at least reflect for a moment on ATV safety. And we'll do that coming up in today's report right after this. Each year, there will be several incidents in which hunters will be injured or even killed because of improper use of four-wheelers or utility terrain vehicles. Lieutenant Ed Goodson of the DNR's law enforcement section says never fails.
Last year, we had three incidents involving ATVs. We are considering these hunting incidents when they're in fact an ATV was involved while hunting or while transporting, and these type of incidents don't need to happen, but they continue to happen. Just lack of education and just lack of helmets.
For whatever reason, folks just don't pay attention to the obvious safety rules, according to Goodson, when they're riding.
If you're recreating on Sundays, recreating on the weekends. You know, everybody likes to grab their ATV and just go riding in the hills and the woods and stuff like that. That's fine and dandy. But there's always some equipment that needs to be there. Like the typical folks like to wear tank tops, shorts, and tennis shoes, whatever. Sometimes I see flip-flops. That is not your proper ATV attire. You need boots, you need pants, you need long-sleeve shirt, helmet, safety goggles, gloves, that type of stuff.
And then he adds the gear that they do bring along isn't the right gear either.
What really pushes me over the edge is when you see on the back of the ATV, you know, they're going to forget their safety equipment, but they can't forget that cooler of whatever they have in there, and that causes major problems.
Most who have a four-wheeler have never taken an ATV safety course. It's not required, but it's also not a bad idea for anybody.
And retrieving that game is you know, having that ATV is very useful for doing that, but you got to know exactly where to put that animal. You know, say you do have you harvest a deer. Do you put that deer on the back of the ATV? No, you place it on the front of the ATV. Should you have some on there with you, riding out there with you as well? No, not necessarily. It just depends on how many people can safely be on that ATV. Taking that ATV in places there where a little bit more dangerous than just basically on the old log trails and stuff like that.
So if you use a four-wheeler or a UTV this hunting season, use it safely and responsibly. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.